Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Kristen from Tucson, Arizona.
I love Tucson, a beautiful place.
It's nice and hot right now.
It's nice and hot, and we'll stay that way for what will seem like the rest of your life. I know that.
Oh, yes.
Well, welcome to our show, Kristen. You're going to play, of course, our Listener Limerick Challenge. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and just two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Ready to play?
You betcha.
All right. Here is your first limerick.
We said, tessellite triangles, please. And our whining brought them to their knees. Now Subway's warm bread is evenly spread. They'll no longer overlap.
Cheese.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, the great cheese war is over and the forces of good have won. Following 3 years of protests, Subway sandwiches announced it will start, quote, tessellating its cheese, meaning each slice will lie flush against another, allowing for full coverage of the sandwich surface. No longer will they overlap, leaving blank spaces. Said one proponent, and this is a real quote, now is the time for the new procedure. You can almost picture taking every homogeneous bite. It's okay now. Everything will always and forever be okay now. Unquote.
How many times did I say them? Please tessellate my cheese.
You joke, yeah. But other people have been after them for a while, and now they've won.
Yeah.
There you go. The forces of good get a victory. Here we go.
Wow.
Here is your next limerick.
Plastic shoes prevented worse shocks, or so say emergency docs. The poolside hair dryer had some exposed wire, but I was not zapped thanks to
Crocs.
Right! It seems that those notorious plastic shoes known as Crocs are good for more than just keeping you celibate. This week... A 3-year-old British boy picked up a faulty hairdryer in a swimming pool dressing room and was saved from a possibly fatal electric shock when the big floppy doofus shoes his mom made him wear acted as insulators. So there you have it. When wearing Crocs, even electricity wants nothing to do with you. Here's your last limerick.
This giraffe can eat leaves off the limb, but in water, my chances look dim. Yet math is clairvoyant and shows that I'm buoyant. They've proven that I just might.
Swim.
Swim, yes. Swim. Everybody has done it. You're staring at a giraffe loping its graceful way over the savanna, and you say to yourself, I wonder if that bad boy can swim. Now we know, and no giraffes were moistened in making this discovery, using a digital model of a giraffe submerged in digital water. The authors of a study recently published in the journal Theoretical Biology, there is such a journal, found that giraffes do become buoyant in deep water and would be hypothetically able to paddle themselves to shore. You might wonder who might fund such a study. Turns out it was a pack of hyenas.
You know, that's not what I would ask myself looking at a giraffe.
Really? Can it swim?
I would want to know, like, if it could cook or drive. If I could animate it in these situations, you know, to really know for sure. Yeah.
Is it a good tipper?
Yeah. Carl, how did Kristen do in our quiz?
Kristen had a great round, Peter. 3 correct answers. So, Kristen, congratulations. You win our prize.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Kristen.
Thank you.